Hey everybody, this is Heath Wiggins with the Crux Capacitor, and thank you for tuning in today. So, doing things a little differently today because I had a boo-boo. Well, I didn't know what I didn't know, I guess. Anyways, so the podcast that you're about to listen to is actually a dear friend of mine, Shannon South, and she came on and she talked to me in three distinct segments that are about 10 to 12 minutes apiece. Well, when I was editing and getting ready to put the whole thing together, lo and behold, two out of the three segments disappeared. That is not Anchor's fault at all. Actually, I was trying out a new software that I like to upload from the software to Anchor. It was entirely, I'm sure, at this point, user error. So, but I do think we've stumbled onto something pretty good. I was getting a little concerned about how long the podcasts actually were running. And so maybe we'll do multiple segments at multiple podcast times and just kind of in their own individualized little package. I think that's a good thing. So anyways, I encourage you to listen. This is Shannon South. She is the Joy Doctor, a rightly earned title. And I hope you enjoy this podcast. Thanks for listening. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Crux Capacitor. I'm your host, Heath Wiggins. Glad to be back here on Anchor FM. I've got a special guest with me this morning, and this is kind of a new format for the Crux Capacitor. We are doing kind of a friendship day, if you will, and this friendship brings me a great amount of joy, and that's very, very appropriate. My guest today is Dr. Shannon South. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Heath. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome to the show.
So much. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm very glad of it. So we have identified and talked in the past about core values on this show, and you and I have had discussions in person, obviously, where we talk about core values as well. And the core value that seems to be such a theme for you is joy. Can you talk a little bit about joy, just as a concept to begin with?
Absolutely. Well, you know, coming back from a background of mental illness and family and with friends and even with myself, I had some issues when I was younger dealing with panic and depression. And coming from that background, it became very clear to me that if people could experience true joy, like that true lasting joy that comes from love and being connected to themselves, that they could really, really change the world in the sense of they're happy. So then their relationships are better, and then so the world is better when our relationships are better. So it became obvious to me that true joy, or that sense of joy from within, kind of like a river, you know, that you can access, you know, at any time, that was like really important to find out how to have that and how to get that in alive, and then how to share that with others, because it's contagious. You know, it's like when we feel joy, other people feel joy. When we see people laughing, I mean, why do you think those shows are so, you know, popular on TV? Those
right.
Funny shows, bloopers, and all that stuff. I mean, we love to laugh at people, and so in a good way, you know. And
right.
It's like we love to laugh, and laughter like heals us. So you know, joy is not just laughter. It can be a quieter joy. It can be like a sense of wow, just a gratitude and awe for being alive. And or it can be something really big and blissful. But either way, it's just a very important value for me, knowing that we can have this and finding ways to help people connect to this, because it's within us all.
Right. So you speak of something very key there, though, that you say, you know, how to help people actually kind of self-direct and find their joy. And we know that mental health can be for everyone, not just for people that quote unquote suffer from mental health, but we understand that people with mental health period, our mental health really is dependent upon our ability to find, you know, peace, joy, strength, as it were, from things where we're not so stressed out that we literally don't have any physical or mental reserves. When you talk about joy, though, and doing that, finding that joy, how do you advise people now to find joy? Where do they look first to find joy, do you think?
Yes. Well, you know, in the work that I do, I've trained in spiritual psychology, which is really just how I live my life. It's not really anything different than who I am as a person. But, you know, after having some spiritual experiences where I felt more whole and connected to joy and love and peace in my life, knowing the true potential for people and knowing they have access to this kind of love and joy and this expansion, I call it like an expansion. You know, when we're in a stress pattern, we're contracted,
mm-hmm.
and we're in fight or flight, or we're in like guarded mode, you know?
Right.
And so how do I help people get out of joy? We have to help them get out of this fight, flight, freeze, trauma, stress mode and help them let that go and move into a different state of consciousness, which is truly there for them. And it has a flow to it. Joy has a flow. Joy and love go together. They're like peanut butter and jelly, I say. You know, love is joy and joy is love, and they go together. I mean, if you look at a sunset and you're like, oh my gosh, like you can really be in your present moment and experience that sunset because you are in yourself. In your own being, you're not like obsessing about gotta get here, gotta go there, blah, 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 blah. Or you're not
right.
Perfectionistic or analyzing the sunset in your head. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're
right.
Like truly having a full body experience of the sunset. Right.
Right. Right.
And that present moment awareness of ourselves and being connected to ourselves, we can enjoy the things around us more. It's like that simplicity. It's not super complex. These joys, they're the simple joys are in fact the places for freedom, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can enjoy the simple things, then the more complex things come even more easily. So it really is a journey back in the self of letting go of the patterns that are in the way of that and healing those and consciously moving into what we want in our life and the things that support that. Because if we don't have a support around us that creates joy and helps us empower ourselves towards that, it's harder. You know, if we have things around us that are difficult and that are disempowering us, you know? So it's much harder.
So in that aspect, though, then when we're dealing with actually being very present in the present, if you're not able to be present in the present, then you're not able to view the past in a correct perspective, and you're not even able to enjoy what the future might hold for you. Because you're not giving yourself strength right now, I think.
I just might say an amen to that one.
Well, you know.
That's so true. That's great. I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're both church kids. I think we can probably relate to that.
Growing up in the church, we got an amen in there somewhere.
That's amen. Right. Amen. And if the pastor didn't hear a good amen, he'd ask for one, you know?
Kind of. That's right.
So
yeah, that kind of present moment awareness, like you said, is really where the power is and where we can really tap into the joy and the love right there in the present moment.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the aspect of choosing intentional joy then, where you actually have to make a decision. And we know that the chemical balance of the body and everything can be completely off. And if you're not dealing with health issues, we know how that affects all of that. But at the same time, it really does require a form of discipline, as it were, to be intentional about choosing joy. Do you have practices that, through your study of spiritual psychology, do you have practices for people that can, in the middle of a quote-unquote dark moment, choose intentional joy?
Absolutely. You know, the one thing that I love, I've heard several monks in different traditions talk about this, and they talk about tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
How do you tune in? You know, we're so often tuned out.
Right.
And there's so much static. We have so much static and so much distraction going on all the time. And so if we can learn to deeply tune in, which is a practice, like you just said, these practices,
Right.
If we can learn to deeply tune in, I've spent years training for joy. I mean, it really is like, you know, training for a marathon. You can train your consciousness to get comfortable and better at taking in the joy.
Mm-hmm.
You really can. You know, the brain has a negativity bias just for survival. You know, it's looking for dangers all the time, you know,
right,
to help us survive. But we can train our brains to be more full embodied and in that higher state instead of that reptilian survival state, right? And which when our brains kick in, our hearts kick in, and vice versa, who knows when it comes from first, the heart or the brain and the heart, it's all connected, right?
Right.
But we can train ourselves through meditation, through different spiritual psychology exercises, through exercise, through healthy relationships and having a good support system, through prayer, lots of different things we can do to train our brains. You know, 12-step recovery programs are fantastic. They train people on letting go and letting God, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they just call God good orderly direction, which is what's good for you in your life, you
mm-hmm.
know, because I believe there is a path that's healthy and happy for folks that we can grow into. So, yeah, these practices are important. You know, I spent years training in mindfulness, being in the present moment. You can train to do that so your brain is not living in the past and triggered all the time or so far in the future that you can't even grasp it and you overwhelm yourself.
Right.
So this present moment awareness is key to tapping into the consciousness of joy and love in your life.
Yeah. That's, you know, I think you can wrap a bow on that one right there. That just says it all. So.
Yeah, I love Eckhart Tolle. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he
right.
Talks a lot about that our brain is meant to be used as creativity. It's meant to be used to find creative solutions, not to obsess and worry.
Right.
And so the brain often goes down incessant streams of worry and thinking and obsessing. And truthfully, we really want to train it for creativity because it's in there.
Right.
We just need to get slow down and relax and tune in enough to know to get in that creative flow and impulse so that we can feel that. And then the joy naturally just comes with that kind of attunement to the self and to that soul self. I call it like soul.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So tuning in.
Yeah. Tuning in. Well, that's what we are hoping people are doing here today on the Crux Capacitor.
Right.
Well, Shannon, we're going to come right back here in a couple moments and go on to another part of spiritual psychology and choosing joy. But everyone, you have been listening to the Crux Capacitor. I'm your Heath Wiggins with special guest Dr. Shannon South. We'll be right back.
Hey listeners, are you newly engaged and looking for the perfect wedding officiant? Well, you've literally been listening to him for the last few minutes. That's right. Heath, the host of the Crux Capacitor, is a licensed and ordained minister that performs weddings in the Charlotte, North Carolina metro area. Go to nuptiallyyours.com or call 614-561-9681. That's nuptiallyyours.com or 614-561-9681 for more information. Let Nuptially Yours and Heath make sure you're nuptially ready for your big day.
And so there you have it. That was the first segment that we recorded, and then as I was putting it all together, the other two just poof, disappeared. But the good thing is, I really think this is a great way for people to digest what we've already talked about. Hopefully they'll have comments, et cetera, et cetera. And Shannon has already agreed to come back in the next couple weeks, so I'm already sending her a Calendly link, and she'll sign up, and we'll get her on the schedule again so we can talk a little bit more about how she personally coaches people with issues and helps them find joy and helps them become more centered. So anyways, that's that. I hope you enjoyed listening to Dr. Shannon South as my guest here on the Crux Capacitor today. Really quickly, if you are interested in learning more about Shannon and the work she does, you can go to drshannonsouth.com And you can look on, well, the one thing that we were going to talk about was her books. She has a new one coming out in the next year or so called Ignite, Turn Off the Chaos, Turn On the Joy, which is a great one she was talking about with us about, and she'll talk more about that the next time she visits us. And then she also has three other books, Love, Wisdom, A Soul's Journey to Wellness, Time for Me, From Stressed Out Mom to Joy Magnet in Three Simple Steps, and then also Breakthrough, Inspirational Strategies for an Audaciously Authentic Life. So if you are interested in any of those, they are available on Amazon as well as on her website, drshannonsouth.com. And you can find her on Facebook by just looking for Dr. Shannon South, or you can find her on Instagram as well. All right, well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, we all have a whoops, you know, as we're learning. So today has been that, but I still think it's a great program, and hopefully you got a lot out of it. All right, take care. We'll talk to you next time.